Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, every few weeks we have an on-topic call-in. That means we do screen your calls only to find out that you're on topic. You can agree, you can disagree. The First Amendment is there. Just control yourself and don't use non-King's English. We got Bob Woodward, the government spook, running around posing as a trendy liberal, telling us that the war is basically wonderful and that the military won with super secret weapon development that is bigger than the Manhattan Project and is just wonderful. They love to say that with these huge programs. There's a program bigger than the Manhattan Project, quote, to kill the web and force you on the Internet, too. That's what the Pentagon said about 6 months ago when MIT announced, with pleasure, because they are scared of us, ladies and gentlemen. They're scared we're reaching their technicians, their people inside the system who are compartmentalized. Nothing ever made sense to them. They listen to this show. Everything makes sense. We give you all the footnotes, where it came from, who said it. Then you find out. It's all right in your face. I'm somebody that stepped back from the elephant and went, you know, I was like, it's got gray skin, it's got hair, it smells. And I went, oh, let me just step back from this. Whoa, it's an elephant. It's like the emperor's new clothes. Three-year-old steps forward and says the emperor's naked. I don't claim to even be the sharpest knife in the drawer or that my elevator goes all the way to the top every day. But see, people whose elevators do, quote, go to the top. You know, what is sane versus insane? Sane means you believe vaccines are the law to take. There's no law, you got to take them, but it doesn't matter. Sane, most Americans believe that their, quote, refund check is free money. They've done polls. Some polls, over 70% believe that's free money. Other polls show that over 70% believe federal aid to the states is free money that you didn't pay taxes for. It is sane to believe that 9-11 happened in 2003. They've had national polls. Most Americans believe 9-11 happened in 2003. Mm-hmm. Go pull that up. I think the headline was most Americans don't know what year 9-11 happened. It's sane to believe sodium fluoride is good for you. It is sane to believe that corn syrup is good for you. It is sane to believe that aspartame is good for you. It's sane to believe cameras on street corners with wide open borders is sane. It is sane to think being lied to is a good thing. Or to have, without due process, 1,400,000 children snatched every year. So we are now going to take your call specifically. What are these incredible new super weapons? Again, they lure everyone in. Oh, it's like MacGyver. It's like James Bond. Oh, I guess the war is so cool. The government's invincible. It's all about flaunting the power. We rule you. The technocracy has full spectrum domination. James in Canada, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Alex.
Hi.
Alex, you are royalty, man, worthiest of the most respect. But I want to say that it's time that humanity concentrates on making a refuge from the captivity of the demonic cultures, you know, something that, like a system that would allow us to provide healing services and through voluntary service to procure faculties and residents from within, like the Vatican, where we could live within our own and be independent of the evil government. What do you think of that?
I'm getting these calls today about the Vatican. You're talking about people who hate the New World Order, who love liberty, need to have our own organization or our own, you know, declare our own independent state.
Yeah.
Well, here's the problem. That is a top-down structure, pyramidal structure. It's easy to cut the head off. What's invincible is lone wolf resistance in the info war, unlocking minds to where people at Colorado Springs, Colorado, figure out what they're part of, or where people in the think tanks figure out what they're part of, or where, you know, individuals involved in all of this. You see, that's how we're going to turn this around. Listen, I appreciate your call. And we're all royalty in God's eyes. We're God's children, you know, part of his kingdom. But the point is, thank you, James, but that was not about what these secret weapons are. I want it on topic, or I'm going to basically cut you off, folks. And I know, see, the problem is, I know we know what it is. There's just so many new secret weapons that have been brought forward that we don't know which one it is. We'll be right back.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. We are occupied North America by the military that was once ours. It was taken over by the private corporations completely by 1947. The last caller said what we need is our own organization, our own capital city, our own, well, number one, we don't have the money for that. Number two, as a liberty movement, awakening movement, people that love freedom, we're very individualistic, so it's hard to get us together to begin with. Plus, anything centralized is very easy to infiltrate. Anything that has one leader or a couple leaders can be decapitated. Let me explain something. Nothing short of nuclear weapons would be used on Congress if they ever tried to actually overthrow the military-industrial complex. If the people marched on Washington, this isn't me saying this, this is in white papers, British Ministry of Defense, others. Neutron bombs will be used. Well, then, Alex, hang it up. It's over. Roll over and die. No. We can take over the small towns. We can take over the cities with the information, person to person. We can fully discredit the mainstream media as a false reality projecting matrix. We can expose the universities as fronts for money laundering operations. That's what they are. Cities are fronts for money laundering. A tiny fraction of the tax money you pay ever went for streets or cops. Most of it went into international investments, which were then leveraged and leveraged and leveraged militarily to buy up and get more raw assets. Everything's going corrupt now, folks. Just oil companies aren't paying people the oil leases their money. businesses are defaulting, corruption, stealing. The elites are themselves scared by what they built. They're all running to, jungle fortresses and island fortresses, and private security firms are exploding, and they want national ID and world ID and tracker systems and biometric tracking systems to protect themselves from the crimes they've committed and how they've destroyed society. See, they had to dumb us down to take control of us, but a lot of the policy thinkers and makers, policy developers, said that they destroyed us too badly, that they've damaged the public too much. So that it may be hard to even carry out their master plan of exterminating the majority of us because their own minions are so stupid and they're so corrupt and backstabbing and evil that it's hard for them even to work cohesively or not be cowardly. I mean, these SWAT teams are cowardly. These militaries are cowardly. These intelligence operatives are cowardly. Now, they got a lot of farm-raised Christian good old boys who aren't stupid but are in such a tightly controlled box. They're out murdering, running hits, shipping drugs in, but it's all for Jesus. It's all to fight communists. It's all to fight Muslims. It's, we got to be more evil than them to defend America. People just don't know the real world, how tough it is out there. And yeah, I've committed a lot of murders and a lot of hits and even kidnap people's kids, to get jobs done, but it's for the greater good, and that's why I pray to Jesus every night. They fly into Israel, and you're a good Christian, you understand. Oh, you're part of it. And they fly them to England. Oh, you're part of it. Give them tours, show them what they want, mind control them. Huge brigades of our farm-raised men are just killers. And then there's the psychopaths above them that laugh at them and go to the bars and, go to their retreats and just laugh at the idiots below them. It's so funny what schmucks you are, they say. And that's how it all works, a compartmentalized system of evil. But even those good old boys, the higher-up former special ops guys, they don't really know that the fluoride's being put in their water. They don't know about the cancer viruses. And but see, they're starting to go read. They hear me. And they go and they look and they go, oh, that's really true. I wonder why my buddy Sam, a hypothetical story, I wonder why my buddy Sam did die at 41 of that cancer. And yeah, in my million-dollar house, they start thinking, just on my block, a couple of little kids have died of cancer the last couple of years. Let me go look at the statistics. My God, we are being soft-killed. Well, I wouldn't let in on that, and you're not going to be let in on that, buddy. You think the egghead controllers, the master chess players, want you in the underground bunkers when they release the death plague, the super plague, the white death? Do you think they want Cully predator killers like you around? That when they're done, they're going to be ninnying around their little white togas worshiping Lucifer. We're not going to be here, jackass. Not me, not you, not anybody else. This isn't a game. This isn't a joke. I'm not risking my life to tell you the absolute truth for nothing. And they've got all these little subgroups. They've got the little hardcore Baptist New World Order killers. And they've got their little hardcore sequestered Mormon killers in intelligence. And they've got their little Zionist killers in there. And they've got their little Buddhist, Earth First, Pale Horse death brigades. And they've got all their little weird New Agey groups. I mean, I've had the former head of the Army on here to tell you about that. It's real! I played a high-level Mason yesterday, walk right to the camera and say, sweet Lucifer, cue that up. Got one of the big head Shriners going into a meeting of Shriners. And the Christian's talking to him. He talks about sweet. I said I'd get to Matt and Ted and Rick and Ray. But just play the Lucifer clip again for folks.
Lucifer, what is your problem?
Just that, sir.
Okay.
I'm a Christian, sir.
I'm pure and virtuous and wholesome and innocent. How can you say anything bad about me?
Sir, you need to be born again.
I am born again.
Now, did you just say that you are Lucifer?
I am Lucifer.
Okay, define Lucifer for me.
Pure, virtuous, wholesome, innocent individual that's out to help people.
Lucifer is?
Yeah.
Start it over again. Do you hear that guy's voice, that resonance? I mean, that's someone who believes, whether it's real or not, that he has the power of Lucifer seething. That's the 32nd degree. That's the secret rites above that. He is having Lucifer enter your body. You become Lucifer. Now, listen to him. I'm pure. I'm virtuous. He's seething with it. Go ahead.
What is your problem?
Just that, sir.
Okay.
I'm a Christian, sir.
I'm pure and virtuous and wholesome and innocent. How can you say anything about me?
Sir, you need to be born again.
I am born again.
Now, did you just say that you are Lucifer?
I am Lucifer.
Okay, define Lucifer for me.
Pure, virtuous, wholesome, innocent individual that's out to help people.
Lucifer is?
Yeah.
Say that again. Lucifer is a pure, holy...
Virtuous.
Virtuous. Now, see the Lucifer that God created?
That's the same one.
Oh, man, this is great. I'm going to put this on the Internet.
Oh, amen. God bless you,
amen.
Brother.
Because that's exactly what the Shriners and Masons teach, is that Lucifer is light.
No.
And you're confirming
hospitals?
You know what, sir? Jesus said, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not do these good deeds in your name? And you'll say, away from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you.
Jesus said it?
In Matthew chapter 5.
Mercy.
No.
That's hard to believe.
So you're a Christian and you don't know that. Actually.
No, I really am.
You are.
No, I really am.
You're pure and virtuous. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what Jesus would talk to the,
right? No.
The people possessed with devils. They would say, mercy, mercy. He reads that scripture to him, mercy. I mean, how can somebody who just believes they're worshiping Lucifer say exactly what devils said 2,000 years ago? I mean, how would he just speak that exactly as they do to the Old Testament and New Testament? Mercy, mercy, oh, give me mercy. I mean, did you hear that? All right, I said I want to know what the super weapons are, and I'm making everybody wait on hold. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in the UK. Go ahead, Matt.
Hi, pleased to meet you, and thank you for letting me on your show. The first question is, I've got a radio show in the UK, which is www.boroughfm.co.uk, the talk show, and I'd like to thank you almost for waking me up and my family on all the issues of what you talked about. I've watched your station, listened to your radio station for quite a while now, and I've called many times. But the question that I would like to ask, sir, is this a CIA in the UK? Have they got operatives in the UK?
Are you kidding? They've got the biggest substation in the world in London. Giant, the main antennas, the biggest array of them, cluster of them, is right. Belting central England for the National Security Agency.
Right, because the question I'm asking is, like I say, people can email me, which is propagandabin@googlemail.com. If they want to email, which I like you guys to do, because I'm always informative of your show, and it's actually welcome my family.
Well, sir, I'm glad we woke you up, and I'm glad you got your own radio show, but I want you to tell me, because, see, I want Special Forces to call in. I want them to be able to get in on the line, and I appreciate your call, man. I want people to call in with what they believe the super weapons are that they claim turn the tide in Iraq. Okay? Now we've given out a list of the super weapons, the high-tech weapons they're using. I don't know which one Woodward says is going to come out in the future and it's going to be as big as the Manhattan Project. Probably space-based particle beams, because they're ready to break a bunch of international treaties by announcing that. Or DU Sabos dropped from space. Or robo-rats, robo-bugs. I know they got it where a roach climbs in your ear when you're asleep and blows the side of your head off. They've got see-through wall technology. There's a whole cocktail of things. They've got satellites that can watch your biometric walk from space. They can keep track of people even in different disguises. I would think that it would be a cocktail of technologies, but I'm specifically wanting the military to call in and tell us. Because they say on CNN and 60 Minutes that Al-Qaeda knows, and it's not really a secret, but they're not going to tell us. Well, I know about all the technologies. I just don't know which one they're going to claim it is, or they're going to say a cocktail. 1-800-259-9231. And I'm going to shut up. We're going to talk to Ted, Rick, Ray, Peter, and others. But I'm telling you, folks, because if you don't at least tell me what you think the super weapon is, or if you know, I'm going to hang up on you, okay? Every few weeks, maybe once a month, I ask for this, and people never do that.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the info war today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom. We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
A government with corporate ownership operating in total secrecy since 1947. Can you imagine the entitledness, the arrogance, the corruption, what is bred? Imagine if you for 50-something years let your employees do whatever they wanted and gave them unlimited funds. I mean, you'd show up, none of them would be there. None of them, they'd be out, you know, fishing or whatever. Well, it's hundreds of times worse than that. They'd steal you blind. And that's what's happened, and we've been taught to be a nation of thumb-sucking, pathetic cattle that by any lie we're fed. And it's time to stop that because it's getting too dangerous because these people are eugenicists, and they want to kill the majority of us. That's what always happens in history. It's happening again, but this time they can really do it. Let's see the next callers on topic. What is the government's super weapon that they're saying they're using in Iraq? Ted in Los Angeles.
Alex, how you doing, buddy? Look, I'm not with the military, but I've been trying to talk to you for a couple of weeks about super weapons. It's very similar. Look, I live in L.A. I live on a hill, and for the last year and a half since I woke up, you helped me wake up, I've noticed a heavy chem spraying. I mean, just ridiculous. And now, out of the blue, it stopped. They spent hundreds of millions of dollars to do that. Why did they stop? Does that make a city a target for a potential neutron bomb when they stop spending hundreds of millions of dollars to chem spray?
Well, when I said neutron bomb, sir, those are used if the Congress or the people ever try to set the United States up again. I mean, it's been gone for a long time. That's a decapitation weapon. That's why I'm saying we can't just go take the Capitol over. We have to peacefully educate people about the shadow government, stop complying with everything, to then have a real debate with the elite. But if we don't admit the real atmosphere and what we're really dealing with and our enemy's real philosophy, then we never have any chance of defeating it, as long as we are perpetually children.
What would be their motivation to stop chem spraying out of nowhere, just stop it, when they spend so much money to initiate the process and just to quit? It's just very, I'm very curious about that.
Well, most of that's classified. Or was that a question?
Yeah, that was a question. Go ahead.
Well, number one, I appreciate your call. It isn't really exactly on topic. I don't think we've ever had a caller on topic. I mean, I'm asking the listeners. I know we have a lot of military people, former military people, listening. And they're admitting that it's no secret to the troops, no secret to the foreigners. And so, I mean, I know it's microwave guns, radiation guns. They have got, they've been caught using microwave weapons in Fallujah. Nerve gas. But that's not some new super technology, nerve gas. Does particle beams fit into some new super weapon? Bigger than the, or as big as the Manhattan Project? Your question was, why would they stop chemtrailing your area? The answer is, it's a secret program. We don't know, sir. They just admit that there is a large Department of Energy program since the mid-90s when the ice trails stopped lasting a minute and started lasting 5 hours because they're not ice trails anymore when the planes are spraying. They admit they're spraying for weather modification. That's only one part of the program. I don't know. Okay? I don't know why that stopped in your area. I don't have a crystal ball. Rick in California, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate you taking my call, man. I wanted to thank you for waking me up. I'm recent slumberer. But I was actually researching this when I stumbled on your website and researching the 9/11 thing, that theorized that these new weapons were used to bring down the towers. I believe that they're the directed energy weapons, only 10 times stronger than what we're seeing like with the microwave weapon.
Well, I mean, we know that they're showing us 1960s technology, these particle beams that shoot down rockets, shoot down missiles. And, yes, they've got all sorts of new beams, new rays. We know that, and they're certainly using them. We know they used them in Desert Storm 1. I mean, there would be people where the Jeep wasn't burned, and everybody's laying there like disintegrated from attack from Mars or something.
Well, right, but there's a gentleman, a former Army colonel, who's got a website that talks about some of the he's a physicist that's been in the alternative energy or the field. His name is Tom Bearden, and he talks a little bit about some of the technologies that they've developed from that base.
You know, he gets into weather weapons. I interviewed him like 10 years ago. I need to get Bearden back on. Tom Bearden.
If you look in his site, though, he does talk about them using that same negative energy technology from space as a weapon. And it seems that there is some evidence from photographs in Iraq that they're using a smaller version of that right now.
Well, if they're getting ready to announce it, we know they're using radiation guns is what they are. We know they're using radiation guns, and it's a laboratory. You know, the Iraqis are slated for extermination, and that's what's going on. I appreciate your call. So will it be directed energy weapons? I mean, we know they have them. Particle beams, lasers, things like that. But compared to these cyclotrons that then add it to a light beam. Powerful stuff.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. But what I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being, a little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I want to hear from the military. We've seen these antenna arrays on the backs of armored vehicles mounted on roofs that look like microwave-based weapons. You know, the answer here, let me just finish up. I'm going to go back to your calls in a moment, but I want to just recap what we're talking about for listeners that just joined us. Secret killing program is key in Iraq, Woodward says. The dramatic drop in violence in Iraq is due in large part to a secret program the U.S. military has used to kill terrorists. Now, again, anybody that resists them, anybody that doesn't want millions of Iraqis to die as a terrorist. According to a new book by Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Bob Woodward, the program which Woodward compares to the World War II-era Manhattan Project that developed the atomic bomb must remain secret for now, or would get people killed. Woodward said on Larry King's Line. It is a wonderful example of American ingenuity solving a problem in war, as we often have, Woodward said. Now, it goes on down here to say, though, that the insurgents all know what it is and that it's not really a secret. Well, the space planes with the Sabo DU rounds they can drop in the gravity well, particle beams, microwave guns, basically directed energy weapons is the overall name. They've got ground-penetrating radar to look through your walls. Woodward told Larry King that while there's debate over how much credit the new secret operation should get for the drop in violence, he concluded it accounts for a good portion. I would somewhat compare it to the Manhattan Project in World War II. He said it's a ski slope right down in a matter of months, cutting the violence in half. This isn't going to happen with a bunch of joint security stations or the surge. So the big lie here is the main reason was that they disbanded the military, disbanded the police, had it break down, had special forces stage terror attacks, blow up mosques, get different sides killing each other using their religious fervor and the mindlessness of it all to fight with each other. And then they stopped doing that when the surge started and then openly started paying everybody off not to kill each other. That's why they've got White House officials and people in the Army saying, well, no, there's a secret program and it's part of it, but the biggest thing is the surge, and they mean the payoff. While he would not reveal the details, Woodward said the terrorists who have been targeted were already aware of the capabilities. The enemy has a heads up because they've been getting wiped out. A lot of them have been killed, he said. It's not news to them. If you were a member of Al-Qaeda, CIA, or the resistance, see, now we're talking about real people, or the resistance, or some extremist militia, people that don't want to be slaves, you would be wise to get your rear end out of town, Woodward said. It is very dangerous. Now, they can just fly over with a C-130 with microwaves and fry everybody in a whole town. And that's what they did. The blood starts running out your eyes. You just cook right there. It's so sick. And all the good old boys are good. Murdered all of them. Kill them. Don't worry. They're going to kill your dollar, your bank account, your future. They're going to pump you full of deadly soft kill too, punk. You think you're part of the system. You're not. So that's why they're so arrogant. That's why they're launching sneak attacks on the Russians. That's why they're don't care if you know all this stuff now. It's just like, hey, we can decapitate every world leader in 5 minutes with the space planes in orbit. With their meteor guns firing DU. Hey, we got bioplagues with every person on Earth. We got neutron bombs ready to take out every government, including ours. Sit down, shut up, and roll your sleeve up. But they are going to have to physically come in and make us roll our sleeves up and take the shots. They're going to have to get us to acquiesce and pay them taxes and fund them and go along with all of it. And they're going to have to make sure we can't reach out to the minds of the military and police and show them what's going on. I mean, they may have full spectrum dominance and have all these secret weapons, but people don't believe anything they say now. You got maybe 10% of the population that'll still buy their crap. And that's why they're giving you a woman and a black guy to try to suck you back into the process to believe the puppets actually run something. All right, I'm going to plug sponsors, and I'm going back to your calls. And I'm going to move quick. I want to hear specifically at 1-800-259-9231 what you think or know the super weapons are. Or if you don't want to call in, if you've been in the military, and tell us what it is. Of course, they're not even telling you it's a super weapon. They're just telling you it's part of a larger package of high-tech weapons. I mean, hell, they were using some type of direct energy weapon in Panama, that's admitted. I mean, you can just point me in the direction of a movie, point me in the direction of something that's been admitted. They got drones that fly around face scanning people and killing them. That's been declassified. Most of this has been declassified. You know, the CIA classifies thousands of news articles every year as classified. They take it, grab it, snip it out, and put it in their files as classified. It's ridiculous. I want to tell you about a few sponsors, and we're going to your calls. eFoods Direct, folks, is our biggest sponsor, next to Minus Resources. And they're just great people. With all the uncertainty, the talk of war with Russia, the talk of war with Iran, the economy, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae going into government receivership in the Ponzi scheme, with all the things that are happening, it's smart to have a year's supply of food for everybody in your family. It's very affordable, very inexpensive. They've got month supplies, 2 month supplies, boogie pack supplies. Really is high quality, dehydrated, and freeze dried food. Great folks, eFoodsDirect.com. eFoodsDirect.com, big banners up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Don't end up like the Superdome people having to go turn their guns in, you know, to go in and get rape ganged. That was, they thought they were going to get food, and of course they didn't. It was all laboratory tests to see what would happen. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. Again, big banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You'll never have to stand in the bread line if you have your own bread. That is their motto. And another one of our fine sponsors is Akola Blue. Akola Blue. They just got more of their unit in, by the way. They sold out because of this show. It's a great system, atmospheric water generator for the home. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure, clean water without the fluoride. Unlimited water from the humidity in the air. They've got more machines in, folks. Machine produces up to 28 liters or 7.5 gallons a day. About half that in the desert, even more in some areas. Low operating cost, on average 12 cents a gallon. Pays for itself. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Natural pH, neutral pH. 866-585-4044, 866-585-4044, or ecoloblue.com, ecoloblue.com. Ecoloblue, ecoloblue.com, 1-866-585-4044, banner on Infowars.com. You forget the website. Okay, who's up next here? Ray, Peter, John, Ed, and others. Okay, Ray, are you the first caller that's actually fully on topic? Oh, God. Ray, are you there?
Hey, Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm right here in Austin, man. Thanks. I appreciate everything you do. You know, I've seen all your films, or most of them.
Thank you.
What really turned me on was the Waco one. I'd always questioned the official story and all that stuff, so, you know, thanks, man. You know, I am on topic. I wondered if it had anything to do with the fact that, you know, no one saw Sarah Palin coming, and maybe it had been pre-promised to her in exchange for her looking the other way about the HAARP projects that are going on in Alaska.
Well, I mean, the governor runs nothing. I mean, they have true power, but they don't know it. They're totally federalized. The Congress has been told they can't even be involved in government now. NORTHCOM fully rules the U.S. The United States has been listed as an enemy population for eugenics extermination, just like the Iraqis. Literally, folks, that's not a joke. Yes, reality's hardcore, isn't it? So I don't know really what to say about Sarah Palin.
I'm just saying because you know, HAARP, I don't know what you know about it, but I saw the Matt Lauer interview, and I have him quoted. He said, a breakout in technology and covert tactics to seek out and kill insurgent leaders. And Bob Woodward keeps saying this, you know, I've seen him in two interviews now, and he keeps saying the same thing. He mentions the Manhattan Project, and then he says, all of a sudden, by surprise, one morning, it was peaceful. You know, that's pretty scary stuff, man.
You know, they mean to shock Russia, shock the world, as they get ready to start World War III. I appreciate your call.
And I mean that.
I mean, what did I say to Dr. Roberts last week when he was on with us? And by the way, he's coming up in a few minutes. I said they're doing this unless they're completely megalomaniacs and just completely crazy, you know, counting flowers on the wall. That don't bother me at all, smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. I mean, unless they're just dressing up like Easter bunnies and hopping around the front yard while drinking antifreeze, they've got super weapons. We know they have the super weapons. They used our money, and now they've turned them against us. And you got all these prideful people. I'm proud of the USA. Hell yeah, we got some bad stuff. Oh, God. So we're, again, for listeners tuning in, yes, CNN, CBS, some incredible new technology. Folks, they got so many new technologies, it's insane. You can see them getting ready for all these big announcements, and the Pope saying aliens are real and are basically about to land, and astronauts, and it's just more hoaxes, more scams. And they want to roll out some, you know, big microwave laser or radiation gun and scare the hell out of everybody. And by the way, they've already given cops ground penetrating radar. They already look through your walls. They already have got ground-penetrating radar when you walk through the airport, scanning your neck and body. I mean, a lot of this stuff's already out there. So we'll see what it is. It's probably just microwave guns. Let's go. I mean, we know they got those. Hell, they use them on protesters, but turned down on low. Let's go ahead and talk to Peter in New York. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, Alex. One of the other callers mentioned Tom Bearden. It reminded me of an article, because I haven't been to his website in a few years, but I'm pretty sure I remember an article on his website. You might want to bring this up with him if you do get him on, about technology allowing them to transmit viruses through radio frequencies.
Oh, that's well, actually, there's dormant viruses that have embedded when your immune system beats them. There's still shells of the viruses all throughout your body, and it basically, they can go in with certain frequencies and turn them all on.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, to be specific, they're not transmitting viruses through the air. They are activating viruses.
Oh, okay. Well, it's been a few years since I read it. I wasn't sure if that was the case or not.
And boy, that's deadly. That's deadly dangerous. It's Buck Rogers, man. It's 2008. We got psychopathic eugenicists in control. I appreciate your input there, Peter. John in Michigan, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes.
Alex?
I can only... Well, you don't hear me?
Oh, yeah, I hear you. I was on a cell phone speaker.
Okay, it's okay. Go ahead.
I read Tom Bearden's same information. I listened to him last night. He's talking about the super rockets that can...
I'm going to have to let you go. Your phone's bad. Call me back if you can get it working, John. Ed in Utah, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for everything.
Thank you.
We're planting the stakes of patriotism really deep here in Utah, thanks to you and lots of other good people.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say HARP. I was going to conjecture that it's the HARP technology that they're using for the super weapon.
Not specifically from Alaska or the one they've got in Europe, but localized.
Yeah, and when he says it's time for everybody to get out of town, like you said earlier, you know, they can blanket the whole area with this HARP technology very easily. And you can tell they've done it because there's rings in the sky.
Exactly, and they're spraying. Because it's somehow involved in the resonance. They can do weather control, mind control. And by the way, that's major government white papers, research institutes going back 30, 40 years. And that's even the Baltimore Sun admits DARPA has put up towers in our cities and is practicing different resonances to manipulate our brains. I mean, it's real, folks. These people are out of control. That's why they're so arrogant. That's why it's so funny to them.
Yep. Thanks, Alex. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. Listen, the $64 million question, I'm going to leave the phones open all day for this, is military people. It is not secret that you've got microwave weapons. It is not secret that they've got aircraft with different directed energy weapons, chemical lasers, particle beams is what's declassified. You know, that's been out for 20 years. It's not secret that they've got robotic space planes, weapons platforms, that have meteor guns. You know, they're called a meteor gun because that's why a meteor speeds up so fast. But it's DU fired. It comes in at 30,000 miles an hour. It's a decapitation weapon. We know they've got the see-through walls technologies. Both sonar, radar, it's the same technology. We know they've got all that. We've had that for decades. And again, there's my psychology. We, I'm an American. It's my government. It's my military. It's not. This cancer that hijacked us. Look. The country's dying of cancer. The world's dying of cancer. That's basically what it is. These people are cancer. Totally sick killers, and they enjoy their power, and they're going to use it. And all we can do is wake everybody up to it, to where just everybody's in awe and not going along with it anymore and just openly rebuking it and saying, we don't care if you keep lying. We know what you're doing. Government's criminal. We're not going along with it. You know, week-long strikes, you know, saying no to everything, just a mass awakening. All right, who's up next here? Chris in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Alex, in our lifetime, about 2 years back, DirecTV came out with their satellite system. And in the earlier models, they had a system which was called an H card. And people figured out a way to make that card get TV without paying for it.
So DirecTV got mad about it and sent waves through your system to blow your card up in that chip.
I remember reading something about that, yeah.
Yeah, so the way it killed that system like that, and also I've also heard about these systems now. Our Star Wars system, one of the key weapons is a large blimp that has lasers on the front of it, supposed to shoot a missile.
Yeah, and that's admitted. They've already got those tethered over the U.S.
Yes, sir.
But and the main thing is, instead of burning you, shooting you, they just radiate you and you die a few hours later, a day later.
Correct. And I think in the other story or so, in the next 20 years, the radiation for cell phones. But the fact of the matter is, you can see some of these movies in Hollywood where they slide this device into somebody's car and it kills the computer in a car and kills the alternator, and then you're stuck. But the thing that really kind of interests me is some of these new space weapons where they can launch a bomb in our orbit, which our atmosphere is, I think, 120 miles above Earth. But launch that, and it'll destroy your communication satellites and the other ones. But
now you're talking about a magnetic pulse weapon. Stay there. Stay there. I want to hear more. Stay with us.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
How much longer will you ignore the warning signs?
How much longer?
How much longer will you turn away like a blind man?
How much longer?
The choice of life or death, abundance or starvation, is made today.
Do you have a long-term food solution?
Go to survivalistseeds.com.
Now, for the first time,
Survivalist Seeds is offering a single person 7-year heirloom seed supply. 3,000 seeds with 12 specially selected varieties, giving you 1,000 pounds of food for only $65.
This is a limited offer.
Just $65 for a 7-year heirloom seed supply. Only from survivalistseeds.com.
Family size still available at survivalistseeds.com.
Patriots prepare.
Patriots prepare.
Slaves hesitate.
Soon we'll know which one you are. You have no more excuses.
You have no more excuses.
Survivalistseeds.com.
The New World Order did a bad, bad thing. Doesn't matter what super weapons they've got. If we just stop believing in them, stop going along with them, stop funding them, let the establishment know that we're not buying into this anymore, it can all stop now. Now, once their control grid gets more in place, and we're just talking maybe 5 years away, it's going to be tough going, folks. And just a lot of you won't listen now. You will listen then. But remember, you won't have a choice but to fight back then. And a lot of you are going to lose family through these soft kill weapons. Now, the bio and chemical weapon program that's going on to the water supply, the food, and the air, which is documented, is admitted, is much worse than even all their fancy space-based weapons meant to terrorize and scare people. This is really just a disinfo hype. Yeah, they're testing laser guns and microwave guns and stuff they send through the wiring in your house to fry you. I'd forgotten about that. I'm glad Chris brought it up. That's all admitted. And they've got the blimps tethered and the rest of it. And we've always talked about how, you know, they can radiate you, or they can even put the pellets in your car. They've been caught doing that. They got the fast-acting viruses. That's declassified back in the 60s. Cancer viruses. They put the slow-acting ones in your shots because they love you. The government's so good, folks. They're so loving. You know, Bayer's really nice, giving them million-plus ampules of AIDS out, HIV. Don't roll your eyes. You think they would sue me if that wasn't true, right? It's true. So, again, go check into it. We're getting calls and emails that Rush Limbaugh had Jason Lewis out of Minneapolis, St. Paul. I know him. On there talking about us taking over the Democratic Convention and attacking me or something. I don't know. Did somebody hear it? We're getting emails and calls about it. Okay, and then some smart mouth response about, I don't know why he was bullhorning MSNBC. They're liberals. They all know it's an inside job. And here's the New York Times, 9/11 rumors that become conventional wisdom. And it just goes into that. Yeah, it is conventional wisdom. There's nothing you can do about it. Okay? And it's going to become conventional wisdom that you put cancer viruses in the kids' shots and that you put mercury lead, arsenic, and every other known heavy metal in our water supply on purpose and call it fluoride, you murderers. You know, Dr. Monteith brought that up last week, and I'd forgotten because it's admitted that they take toxic waste and call it fluoride. You know, as if the fluoride isn't bad enough. Chris in Tennessee, finish up.
Yeah, Alex, real quickly, that when DirecTV purposely burnt all these cards. No one's talked about this story, and to me, it was electronic warfare when you brought this up. But Alex, in the 70s, I grew up next to Brookhaven National Laboratory in New York, and at that time, they were experimenting with a high-pitched noise that was really deafening, similar to a dog whistle. And I think those type of weapons that will blow people's eardrums out and make their brains bleed is something that they're working on.
Yeah, that's
on.
Right. And they baby-step us with PAP. A little bit of rice cereal first. They rolled those out in the RNC 4 years ago. Now they've got them in most police departments waiting that can do damage. But then they tell you, oh, they're not that deadly. But then they have the even bigger ones that do cause hemorrhages. And you're absolutely right. But that's why I say a cocktail of weapons. We know what all this stuff is because they're busy selling us. I mean, they just announced they're going to use microwave guns on us.
When you were talking about the contest you had for the Constitution yesterday with so many people who replied, I thought about you needed a bailout like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. I think the best thing is to have everybody read it and pick one. But, Alex, no one's discussed this subject again, and I want to thank you again with 911 approaching us. Today's 9908. We're finally getting some facts out. Everybody's getting
good job,
gone.
Chris. We got a jump. More calls straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A day.